Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaiter, Mesechta Shvias, Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. Shvias Nitna, the Paris of Shvias. That have Kedushas has Shvias, are given to us Liachila, to eat, Ulashsia, or to drink, Ulasicha, or to shmir, or to rub into your skin. Now remember, when you're rubbing it into your skin, so also you can't rub it twice, like it's getting used up as you're having Hana, so it qualifies as an official Hana that can be used with Perish Shemitah. Now, you can only shmear it onto your skin, not onto Kalim, let's say. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Lechel Davar, Shedarka Lechel, to eat things that are normally eaten. So Zaktabat Tanura, we learn two things, Samir. This is what the Mishnah is teaching us here. As we understand, you're not allowed to do anything with Perish Shemitah that's going to cause them to not be as valuable. Once again, that's learned from the Pasuk, V'haisa Shabbos Haaretz Lechem La'achla, Chazal Darshan La'achla, Bavoloi Lehefsid. Despite that, there's no chiv to eat something that people normally don't eat. Let's say, by mistake, you burnt the tafshal. You cooked it and something went wrong. You don't have to eat something that's not good. And over there, there's no concern, oh, but it's going to get lost. At this point, it's not something that's normally eaten. The second halacha we learn from here is that it's mutter to eat peiros shmita only in the way that they are normally eaten. So much so, if this particular thing is normally cooked or baked, that's how you have to eat it. But you can't take wheat and chew it raw. That would be considered a hefset to the peiros shvias. Same is true in regard to drinking. Let's say you cook up beets. You're not mechuyev to drink up the water that it was cooked in. But let's say the wine that's at the bottom of the barrel that has shmarim, sediments, and it's so thick, the gook that's there, you can't even sift it out. So we're going to say, no, it's perish mita, you're going to have to drink it. If you normally don't drink it, you don't have to. You're only allowed to drink the mashka of perish shvias in the normal way that one would drink this. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. When the Mishnah reiterates over here, Lechel davar shedarkei lechel, to eat something that's normally eaten, v'losach davar shedarkei losach, and to shmear something that's normally rubbed in. For example, the Mishnah explains, lo yasach, you can't shmear on your body, yayin, wine, v'chaimetz, or vinegar of Shemitah, because normally a person doesn't do that for his hanah. Now there are times that a person does shmear wine or vinegar on him, but that would be letzarchei refuah. It was a refuah for certain things. But if you decide, you like the smell of wine, if you smear it on yourself, meaning that's not normally done, that would be considered a hefset to the Peirush Shemitah. You can take a look in the Melech HaShloim over here that discusses it. Wait a second, can I smear it, let's say, the wine on my makav? That's a refuah? No, you can't. Because once it's miyuchad l'maychal adam, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, you can't use it for a refuah. Avol sachu es hashemen. But if you have olives that grew during a Shemitah year and you squeezed out the oil, you can take that oil and smear it on your guf, onto your skin, because that's the derech. Even though it's a Michael Adam, you can rub it into your skin, because that's considered a common derech hana. And you can even do it on the makkah for the purpose of refuah. See, once you can smear it for hana, then you can smear it in any way. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, v'chein, the same halacha, would apply to bitruma u'b'maiser sheni. Truma that's given to a kayan, and Maiser Sheni, which has to be separated and brought to Yerushalayim, unless you redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim, and over there you buy the peiros. They are also available only to eat, drink, or rubbing on your skin in the normal derech. So with Truma and Maiser Sheni, you could eat it, you could drink it, you could smear it on you, if that's the normal thing that is done with that particular food. Actually, Kal Mehem Shvi, as the Mishnah explains, in a certain way, Peiros Shemitah have a kula, have a leniency, as opposed to Truma Maiser Sheni. Shenitna Ladlakas Haner. When it comes to Peiros Shemitah, you can take the Shemitah oil and light a lamp with it. Whether the Shemen is Tame, whether the Shemen is Tar. On the other hand, when it comes to the oils of Truma Maiser Sheni, you can't always do it. For example, Truma Tahoira, Truma that's Tar, you can't use it to light your Ner. If the truma became tummy and you can't eat it, then you can use it to light up your nair. When it comes to the oil of Maiser Sheni, if it's tummy, you can't use it to light. But there it's the opposite. Maiser Sheni tar, you could light with it. But the point is, by Shemitah, whether it's Tameh or Tar, it's Nitna Ladlakas Aner, you could light with it. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Shemitah Peres can be used in any of the three ways, eating, drinking, or shmearing, but you can only eat what's normal to eat. If somehow it rotted or it got ruined as you were cooking it, you don't not mechuyev to eat it, because that's not normally eaten. Same is true for the wine at the bottom of the barrel. If nobody drinks it usually, because it's full of like shmarim, you don't have to drink it. So you can eat what's normally eaten, drink what's normally used for drinking, and you could shmear something that's normally used for shmearing. You cannot shmear wine or vinegar. That's not done for a nut. It's only done for a fua. But you can shmear oil for hana because that was commonly done. And the Mishnah told us the same is true for truma and meiser sheni. They can be used for eating, drinking, or rubbing onto your skin, but only in the way that it's normally used. Shemitah has a kula over the other two. The Shemitah oil can always be used for lighting a lamp, whether it's tameh or tar, as opposed to truma and meiser sheni, where there are restrictions. By truma, you could only use the tamedika oil. By Meiser Sheni, you can only use the Tahardika oil.